Good evening and welcome to GBAP Live, our weekly radio broadcast, heard every Thursday afternoon from 3:30 to 4 p.m. here on www.radio1400.am with Jean Brown and my co-host, Miss Lisa Anderson. And today, we have a very special guest with us, my very own sister, Miss Pat Simpson. And we're going to talk a little bit about COVID-19 and what's going on in our communities and whom it's affecting and what we are doing about it. And so, welcome, Miss Pat, to GBAP Live. Good to see you. Good to have you. And I just want you to tell us a little bit about the work that you do, you're currently doing now.
Well, I am a psychiatric nurse practitioner, and I work at Bridgeport Hospital. We treat all kinds of mental illnesses, diseases, problems. Probably the worst possible scenarios, people are at their absolute bottom when they come into the hospital. Hopefully, it's my goal, my desire to catch people before they get to that point.
Right, right.
Nobody should really have to go that far.
That's right, that's right. So today we're going to dig a little bit deeper into COVID-19. And so we cannot close our eyes or put blinders on to the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 on racial and ethnic minority communities.
That's very true. You know, it is hitting us harder than anyone else. And, you know, there are a lot of reasons. There are a lot of conspiracy type theories out there. I have absolutely no way of knowing if any of that is true, and it can be true. But the important thing is whether every one of these conspiracy theories is true or not, we need to protect ourselves.
Right.
Okay. We need to just forget that. Just get your mask, put it on, wash your hands, keep yourself safe.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do.
So as we know, also, we know that it continues to be a public health emergency with the implications for certain populations, as we talked about, the racial, the ethnic populations. There's evidence, as we see, as how many have passed on in the city, in the state of Connecticut. There's evidence that the pandemic places, again, the burden of illness and death among black and brown people.
That's very true.
What have you seen at the hospital?
Well, I'll tell you. The fortunate thing about working in psychiatry is that I did not have to deal directly with very many COVID cases. But at the hospital, I saw over 200 cases a day at one point, and now the numbers are down like under 10.
Wow.
Under 10. Yeah. So we have done a great job in this area. You know, we have to be congratulated, but the problem is we can't let down.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the important thing. Because the thing is, if it's anywhere, it has the potential to come back here. You know, so we just have to stay vigilant.
Right.
Stay vigilant.
So let's talk a little bit about mental health and how that's affecting. Because, you know, we've been in quarantine for, what, about 6 months now?
Yeah.
And but you're in psychiatry. And so let's dig deeper into the mental health piece of it. Now that we've gradually coming out of quarantine, how are people's mental health?
I'll tell you what, this has affected people on an emotional level that I think was not anticipated. I mean, just being in isolation, if you live alone, especially, just imagine not really having much communication, seeing somebody once a week maybe when you get groceries or something like that. There are a lot of people who are finding themselves to be very depressed. There are a lot of people who are depressed and or feel different than they normally do, and they have not caught on to the fact that maybe it's depression. You know, maybe it's some type of anxiety disorder. The thing is, you can have the capacity to have a mental illness, live all your life, and it never manifests because you've never been under the kind of stress that it would take to bring it out. this, the stress of living in a society with this type of an illness going on has put stress on people that brings all kinds of things out of them.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
So we're seeing, I think, higher rates in emergency departments all over the state, people who need admission, who may never have before in their lives needed admission. A lot of people seek relief by using drugs, by using alcohol, and actually, very often that just compounds the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just putting one problem on top of another problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big problem in our community, too, because we don't acknowledge mental illness. We don't acknowledge this is a problem. And a lot of times we will self-medicate. We'll do what it takes to make us feel better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, that's one way, one way that helps us end up at the bottom of the barrel.
Right, right. So, you talked, you touched on the abuse, substance abuse, alcohol.
Yeah.
And we you know sometimes domestic violence went up as well.
Oh yes.
What are some of the things that you would recommend now that you know we find that these behaviors are coming out? Now that we didn't know that we didn't know that we were depressed or we were suffering from depression.
Well, the first thing we need to be able to do is find somebody. It may be somebody that you never really communicated with, but try to link up with somebody. Somebody that you knew from the job that you used to work on, call them up and say hello. And you may find that you're able to make a connection that will help, you can help each other to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you can do, you know, trying to maintain a stable routine as much as possible, just like people are trying to do now who are homeschooling their children, a stable routine. You have to take time to do something nice for yourself, something that is going to make you feel good, whether it is watching a funny movie, if you like to just breathe fresh air, just open the window, stick your head out. Get some fresh air if that's the best you can do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we just need to find something that's just going to soothe that soul on the inside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People who pray, pray, okay? Pray deep, pray long, pray hard, pray.
and that's true. That's true. That's some of the things, but some people are not at that place where prayer is their go-to.
That's true.
Some people are at the place where substance is their go-to.
Yes.
Because they know what that does, and it soothes them, and it
does
allow them to forget about what's going on. But in deep down, they're not getting better.
Exactly.
So are you seeing more at the hospital of people coming in?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming in more frequently. You know, you may see somebody on Monday, they spend the night, they're feeling okay, they leave, they're back by Friday, you know, in the emergency department.
Right.
So, you know, and the problem is our current situation is not really too friendly as far as getting as mental health resources, you know, there's just not a lot you can do. But if you're really feeling overwhelmed, then I recommend going to the hospital. I recommend going to the hospital because there you may be able to find resources. There's also a helpline, 211, okay, that can help you find resources.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with COVID going on, one problem is that a lot of appointments are happening, you know, virtual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have to have a phone, you have to have a computer, you have to have internet access, which is why when those things aren't available to you, hit the emergency department, please.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people stay away from that because I don't want to be in the psychiatric, you know.
Yeah, you don't want that label.
Right. I don't want that label on me.
Well, see, the thing is, and you understand too, that going to the emergency department will not necessarily just put a label on you. because, you know, they're not going to see you one time in the emergency department and say, oh, schizophrenic. No, that doesn't happen. Because to have a serious mental illness, it means that it's going to happen over a period of time, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to see something going on for 6 months, okay? You're going to be having these very unusual symptoms. To just be depressed and overwhelmed, if you go into the emergency department, they may be able to give you resources, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. The problem is there are like over 100 suicides in the United States
every
day.
That has gone up too?
Yes, and that's gone up. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the most current numbers are, mm-hmm. but undoubtedly it's gone up with COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And got to get help. You know, reach out, call your church. Call a church. Doesn't have to be your church, okay? Call. Yeah. Ask if they have anybody that you can talk to. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it's just so important to make a connection. Isolation is like a punishment.
Wow.
It really is.
Wow.
It's like if you go in jail and you act real bad, what do? They put you in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening to so many people mm-hmm. right now, just being isolated.
So we have spoken to individuals who have not left their homes, not even opened the windows since COVID happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, the theories that we've heard is that it's in the air.
Yeah.
Or we know it's from person to person.
Right, yeah.
But, again, those theories are in a lot of people's heads, is that if I open the window, the air that I breathe, I'm going to be infected with COVID. And that further puts our mental health
exactly
at a higher risk.
Yes, definitely.
of us, you know, even coming together with people. So some people are still isolated because their thinking is not even so much person to person as it's in the air. So I'm not leaving my home because if I open my door.
Yeah. Well, it's just think about it. When you sneeze, everything that comes out of your mouth goes sailing out into the air, but it doesn't keep sailing. Eventually, it's going to hit the ground. When it's on the ground, it's not a danger to you, okay? So that's why they say stay 6 feet apart. Keep mm-hmm. your distance, okay? Because if I have it, and we're pretty good distance, if I have it, me speaking right now,
mm-hmm.
anything that's coming out of my mouth is probably going to hit the table before it gets to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the importance of maintaining your distance.
Mm-hmm. But it's education, it's hard right now.
Yeah.
Because where we live sometimes has a greater impact on too of what we learn
mm-hmm.
and how we learn about it.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Sometimes we get the backroom stories instead of the truth. But when you consider, you know, our president has been propagating all kinds of foolishness, what kind of hope is there? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get political. Forgive me. But
there's no escaping that.
Yeah, exactly. That's bottom line, the truth.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and now we're finding out that he knew way back when that this was going to be a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, skip. I don't want to get political because I don't want to stay there. That's part of the problem too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like the whole environment is so tense from what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Put a critical illness like this on top of it, it's just another layer of stress,
mm-hmm.
which causes more anxiety, which causes more problems, and, you know, more less ability to function,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I think I find what you say very, very good advice when you say, find someone to talk to.
Yes.
Just to be able to talk to someone alleviates you holding it in.
Yes.
And being able to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
I would also imagine that writing is a good tool.
That is a very good tool.
If mm-hmm. you can mm-hmm. can write it out. But mental health, you know, I think that at some point what COVID has done, because I hear stigma as you're talking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we don't once again, go get help because mm-hmm. we don't like the labels. If
that's
I have to
it.
Go to the right. psychiatric ward, mm-hmm. People going to think I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is most of us crazy.
Hello. We all have our days.
We have our days. You know, and it's not the this says it's not the one, you know, if I'm talking to myself may not be the issue. If I get an answer back, might be an issue.
Might be an issue.
You know, but I think that's just real, real good advice. Find someone that you can talk to. And what I do find happening is that a lot of people are starting to purchase animals. They're purchasing dogs.
Right.
As companions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, I've seen some people talk to some dogs, and I have some concerns, but, you know, they consider them their babies,
right.
their pets, their children. They mm-hmm. would refer them to and stuff. And
yeah,
I'm
going to dress them up.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to leave that alone. But... if it helps,
it's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a good thing.
Because I don't know if you've worked. I think you've worked in long term care,
mm-hmm.
and that part of pet therapy is something that they use in long term care too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is found to be very beneficial, because as they get to a certain age, then it comes back around mm-hmm. as your baby, and who they and how they characterize them. So. This is very useful information, you know, that we can, the things that we can put in place just because we're isolated, we're quarantined, we're not used to that. We're social beings.
Yes, that's right.
You know, we're not used to being locked away as if, especially people who have experienced prison.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yeah.
You know, I just can't imagine what that would do to their minds, having to be locked away and not be able to socialize because of what COVID is doing and mm-hmm. how we don't know too much about mm-hmm. what it will do to us.
Mm-hmm.
So this conversation is rich. We're going to continue this more on Radio 1400.am. I have with me Ms. Pat Simpson and our co-host Lisa Anderson here on GBAP Live.
Did you know you can reduce your risk of COVID-19 infection by staying at least 6 feet apart from others? Remember, facial covering is not a substitute for social distancing. So if someone is coughing or sneezing within 6 feet of your space, your risk for COVID-19 gets higher. Always cough or sneeze in your arm, avoid touching your face, and wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and warm water. Dry with a clean towel. If hand washing is not available, clean hands with alcohol-based cleaner or wipes with a minimum of 60% alcohol concentration. For more info, please contact GBAP at 203-366-8255 or visit www.ct.gov/coronavirus.
So we're back with Ms. Pat Anderson and my co-host Lisa Anderson, and we are talking a lot about COVID-19 and the impact on minority communities and the state of our mental health. So everyone is at risk of getting COVID. Right?
Everyone is at risk.
Everyone is at risk.
Yes, there was a time when they were saying children were not at risk, but we don't know enough yet.
You're right.
We don't know enough.
We're 6 months going into 7 months in this pandemic.
That's right. And that, you know, children are going back to college. And hello, when you're a college student, what do you want to do? Hello, you're out of your parents' house?
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, turn your back. Watch out. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's just the realistic part of being a teenager. You know, and hearing about the case in Northeastern where they kicked 11 students out for getting together for a party, and they're going to keep their tuition. Oh, my goodness. That's a little much,
yeah.
But maybe if those 11 people, if they had gotten together for that party and made an attempt, wore a mask, you know, maybe we have to do everything that we can to protect ourselves, you know?
But are we educating enough?
I don't think we are. I mean,
I think that we as human beings have a tendency to not make decisions for ourselves. Mm-hmm. What we do is, for instance, it can be a snow day.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's bad outside,
mm-hmm.
but you know you need that money.
Uh-huh.
And you will weigh the risk of the danger of going out on the roadway, right, versus staying home for that job. You will weigh the risk of sending a sick child to school versus mm-hmm. you taking a day off mm-hmm. from work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you will risk, for the benefit of being social, not wearing a mask to attend something versus putting one on because you don't want to feel ostracized.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you wear one.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You don't mm-hmm. want to be the odd one.
You don't want to be the odd mm-hmm. one out. And this dis-ease is really coming down to, you know, I love you. I don't know where you've been.
Yeah, truth.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you've been. And so this isn't even about you anymore. Mm-hmm. I have to protect me. Myself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so right. we're coming down to decision making.
Right.
Where we have to make personal decisions. And we need to teach our children
right.
to make those same right. personal decisions. Right. It might be fun, but let's think about this thing.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I think we need to expose them to
right.
that.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's what's happening in schools now, because a couple of schools have closed mm-hmm. because there are COVID cases mm-hmm. that are in the schools. And mind you, they came in tested and then they end up being partying and going out into the community. Now they come back being positive.
Yeah.
And so now it affects a whole line of people.
Exactly.
You know?
They're
and
taking it home to their families.
They're taking right. it home to their families. Right. Now they have to leave to go quarantine mm-hmm. again.
Right.
And so it's the number of people we're placing at risk for this virus. And then it comes down to those whom we're going home to.
Yes.
Right? Yes. You know? Our grandmothers, our mothers. And so that's why it's so important for us to teach our children
yes.
about safety and how it affects us or them coming right. home to their grandparents,
yes.
their great-grandparents,
yes. mm-hmm.
who's raising them
yes.
and helping them to put perspective on this.
Yeah.
Because now that it sits at that point where it's affecting minority and now younger children
yes.
are at risk.
Yes.
Minority kids are at risk.
Uh-huh. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so the burden of proof is going to be on them, because as the cases rises, as they're going out in school now, everybody's on edge. Because we don't know what you're bringing home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
You know? And so we have to be mindful, again, education, and that's why, you know, we want the word to get out there, that educate, wear your mask, wash your hands,
yes.
you know, stay 6 feet apart.
Avoid
groups. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why in this state, bars are still not open.
Yes.
They're not?
They're not.
I don't think they are.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the last phase of the opening is bars.
Okay. Okay.
They're not open because that's the gathering place, and bars lead
yes.
to you know your
inability to yeah. be coherent.
Yes.
Your inability to be coherent.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't hear you. I need to take this mask.
Yeah, exactly. Or I can't, you know.
Exactly.
I did see a mask with a zipper, you know, so they could just unzip and, you know. So people are creative in what they do, but we still need to educate.
Exactly.
Because coronavirus is still here.
That's the part. It's still here.
Yes, it is still here.
And we, you know, when this first happened and everything shut down and everything was ultra serious, it was like, okay. But then as things become more and more relaxed, the part we forget is it still here?
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I went out 2 weeks ago to see my niece, and she was having a birthday party for her kids. I turned right around because nobody had masks on. And I turned right around and I went home because I got to go home to my family.
That's right.
And so I still see that people are not taking it seriously. And as much as it's affecting our mental health, we still need that education to keep educating.
That's right.
And so that's what we're putting it out there. Because what we know is that when an infected person coughs or sneezes, it can affect a whole line of people.
That's right.
And so some people can go around with no symptoms while others get very sick.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we have to be mindful of that. So I appreciate you coming and shedding some light, especially on the mental health piece of it,
yes.
Because it's something that we don't talk about too much. And we want to spread the word and talk to our families, talk to those you serve, those whom we serve.
Yes.
COVID is still a thing, and we want to protect ourselves. So again, this has been GBAP Live. And again, we just want to put the word out there that COVID-19 has become a serious public health emergency. And it still has severe implications on our communities, the black and brown communities.
Yeah.
And as you do that, please, please be careful and do the right thing as COVID is still in our communities.
Amen.
Right on. Right on.